As we prepare to go to the Word for a moment and then the Lord's table, I want to read for you Psalm 23 and allow you just to continue in worship. So just, this is a psalm that I think the psalmist wrote in effort to kind of create a piece of worship that would help him to still his heart. And so as I read this out, let's just allow the Lord to come, and I pray that even as we enter into His Word, that He would come and that He would quiet our souls, that He would quiet our hearts today to receive from Him what He has for us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. For He makes me lie down in green pastures, and He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup, it overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God, we pray that You would continue to move in our hearts and in our lives this morning. That You would move to unite us. That You would move to inspire us. But specifically today, I pray that as we look on the fall and as we take this moment out together as a community this morning, that You would move to still us. Move to quiet our hearts, to draw us into Your presence. We come, we say yes to what You want to do today in us, what You want to do in our hearts, in our families. Anything that You would want to say, Lord, we want to have ears to hear. And so we pray that You would quiet the noise, in Jesus' name. We want to have eyes to see, and so we pray that You would quiet the chaos. Let us step aside today into green pastures beside still waters to rest, to be quieted. God, we give You our lives. And in there, in that place, we give You all the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ashley, for leading us. We'll come back here in a minute and just help us as we come to the table. But I just wanted to share a few thoughts with us this morning from Psalm 23, but more specifically, the way that Psalm 23 has impacted me this summer. Going into the summer, I came out of the year quite tired. I came out of the year quite worn out, to be totally honest. And through the summer, as a community, we've talked about what it is to rest, what it is to breathe, what it is to just kind of take it easy a little bit. And so we've been really diligent about doing that and have had some good rest, some good holidays. But when I got on my holidays, I was reminded of something the Lord said to me back in the spring where I felt like He invited me. Have you ever been invited to a party? Ever been invited to someone's house? Been invited out for coffee. It's getting a little closer to what I felt like the Lord was saying, because it was just going to be like a one-on-one. It's going to be kind of a chance to share our hearts. And I felt like the Lord was inviting me to come and to sit by the water. And He reminded me of the story of Peter after He raises from the dead. And there's this story where He meets Peter on the water and they sit together and have a bit of a chat. And it's an important one for Peter. It gets him ready for his ministry. It restores him in his heart and his soul. And I felt like God was saying, I want you to come and to sit with me by the water. But many of us have the same problem that I was having, in that even though God's inviting us to be still, to come and sit by water, every time I tried, I kind of wrote in my journal, it was like I had a case of like spiritual attention deficit disorder. I would go and I would would try and sit down and just rest with him, and immediately these words, I love the way Henry Nouwen says it. He says, all of a sudden all these thoughts and temptations and the pressures and the demands, and they would begin to, Henry Nouwen says, they begin to dance around in my mind like monkeys in a banana tree. And that's exactly how I would feel. It was like the Lord's inviting me to do the exact opposite, to be still, to rest. And every time I would try, it would just go off. And it was like trying to press into places of discipline in the way of silence or prayer or solitude. It was near impossible. And it became a bit frustrating for me. I got to my holidays, we had 2 weeks, and as I began to sit down at our holidays and step away physically from some things, the Lord brought me to Psalm 23. And he showed me as I read Psalm 23 that it's not me who stills the water. That it's not me who seeks out or finds green pastures. That as a sheep, to use the analogy of Psalm 23, that's the job of the shepherd. That it's Jesus who leads me. He finds the green pastures and leads me there. He leads me beside still waters. He finds safe places for me to be refreshed, to be still. And in many ways, they're made safe and they're made places for me to be still, or safe for me to be still, because he's there. The more I prayed into that, the more he began to reveal to me that he really is a God who creates for his children stillness. He did it for the disciples on the water. You know the story where they're all on the water in the boat and the storm's going crazy and he's asleep. Somehow he can be still even in storms. And they cry out to him because they don't get it. They're like, what are you doing? You don't care we die? Like, he's sleeping, head on a pillow. And he stands up and with two words, he calms the storm. Be quiet. Be still. It wasn't new for him. The psalmist knew it. He wrote it in the psalm, you are the God who leads me beside still waters. He refers to God all throughout the psalms as a God who is his shelter, his refuge, his sanctuary. Like a mother hen who brings him in under her wing, that he's a God who creates safe and still places for his kids. Elijah experienced it on the mountain, right? Where in the torrent of the tornadoes and the earthquakes and the fire and the storms, the voice of God was not there, but in the still, small voice, in the gentle breeze, he hears the voice of God. God's teaching him something. He's saying that you'll meet with me beside still waters. Peter, I mentioned him already, experienced it by the water, where the Lord restored him. But as I began to pray and think on it, I realized that as I look at the Gospels and I watch Jesus encounter with people, I always get this impression that every one of them is experiencing this to some extent. That the woman who was bleeding, that the adulterous woman, that many blind men, many lame from birth, many possessed by evil spirits, even saints, so to speak, like Nicodemus, and sinners, so to speak, like Zacchaeus. Across the spectrum, every one of them, as they would come into encounter with Jesus, it was as if their world stood still. That out of the craziness and the chaos of their lives, suddenly in an encounter with Jesus, it's like the world stood still. And we see it very clearly in the story of the woman who was bleeding. Jesus suddenly turns in the massive crowds and says, "Who touched me?" And he singles this woman out, and suddenly in the masses of crowd, it's her and him. She gets his complete attention. And in the chaos of her life, you can imagine this idea of peace and stillness was not the mark of her day-to-day. And all of a sudden, she experiences it. The adulterous woman, everyone leaves till it's just him and her. And in the quiet of that moment, for the first time in a long time, she's still. I always think those encounters and the things that Jesus did for these people was incredible for the crowds, but how much more so for the individual who was blind and now could see. When he says to the adulterous woman, "No more do I condemn you, go sin no more," how deeply that hit her. Because she met with him in a moment that finally was the peace, the stillness that only he can bring. Stillness is a gift from God. And our only role is to receive it. Is to allow him to still our hearts. There's nothing else we have to do. We simply need to come to sit by the water and let him do what he does. And if we'll do that, we start to realize, like so many throughout history, and even like many of us have experienced before in our lives, that Jesus is the one who can bring peace into chaos. He's literally referred to in Scripture as the Prince of Peace. That our God can come into the midst of the most insane chaos, be it created because of sin in our lives, be it created because of sickness in our families, or even death. The psalmist says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Because as Christ comes into the chaos, it's interesting to me, he very rarely pulls us from it, but he consistently, if we let him, stills the water. And so as we head into our year together, as we start out this fall and we go, I want to encourage you as individuals and as families, but also for us as a church, to more and more grow and learn what it is for us to be still. It's why we don't do a lot of programming as a church, but one of the things we do consistently is once a month we meet to pray in the evening on Saturday, and to come and just to take some time and to just be still. It's why we set aside our gathering times on Sundays at 3. That's one of the reasons, is because we need to discipline ourselves to come into a place where we really are like sheep and he gets to be the shepherd. And to pray that those times, those gatherings for us and for those who will begin to come this year, hopefully many of whom have never met him, can come into encounter with the God who can calm water. Who can go as far as the psalmist says, to create for us, to set for us a table in the midst of our enemies. That the Lord's table even becomes for us a place of quiet in the storm. It becomes a place of remembrance, a place of stillness. That's why we don't rush through it. Because it becomes for us every week a place of quiet water, of refreshment, like green pastures, like a table set in the midst of enemies. The picture of that psalm is like a table set in the midst of mountains, where along the ridges of the mountains lie enemies. And the picture is one that is to pull up to this table, you'd be completely safe. The enemy can't come to the table. That those circumstances in life continue still in the presence of God, we can let our guard down. We can go to places of our brokenness, allow him to come and bring healing. We can go to places of deep need. We can be honest to say when we come to still waters, "I'm having a bad day." Ashley, would you come? And we're just going to continue on into our time around a table.